third movement, Getting the Acts Together. Chapter 12, In All Sincerity. It was early morning and the animal group leaders were assembling on the circus stage. The ringmaster had invited them to an extraordinary meeting. With a sense of excitement, they had all gathered in advance, except Sleeky, who slithered in just in time. The ringmaster started with a wide smile.
Thank you all for joining this extraordinary meeting at short notice. Why is it extraordinary? Mostly because you are. And I was reminded of that yesterday when I saw you engage with so much enthusiasm in activities to improve your shows. There was that same inspiring energy you had when you learned to perfect your routines at the beginning of our adventure.
Whispering broke out among the animals, but he continued.
I want to apologize for having resisted your initiatives and for scolding you yesterday. More importantly, I am sorry that I let you down the moment you started to excel at your shows. I became complacent, allowed routine to settle in, and stopped steering our boat eventually. Instead, I should have kept helping you to grow, individually and as a team, and encouraged you to put together new shows with great interactions and contributions from everyone, which would attract and delight more and more spectators. Thanks again for having woken me up yesterday. You were not the only ones, actually. An owl did too. She visited me after talking with some of you. Oh, and finally, I am in a good mood. One more reason why this meeting is extraordinary.
The ringmaster went on.
You woke me up. You got a fresh start first, and now I need to catch up with you. I'd like each of you to share what's driving your new energy and what you're up to. Who'd like to go first?
The animals exchanged bashful glances. Relaxed about it, the boss smiled and asked,
Who'd like to go second then?
Yin smiled back and turned to face everyone, sharing,
I had a long conversation, part of it deeply personal, with the owl. Her name is Athena.
She took a deep breath and continued.
And I found out that just being a good, caring mother and leader for my herd is not enough for me. I need to be more than that. I need to be fully who I am, and I am not. For example, I have always dreamt of being an artist, a dancer, a singer, or even a painter. You guys can laugh if you want to.
But instead, the animals looked up to Yin with visible respect and curiosity, except Sleeky, who seemed half asleep. Encouraged, she continued.
So I decided that I will continue to serve my herd to the best of my abilities and ensure my own needs are satisfied too. I hope to be a more inspiring leader that way. I will also invite my troop to venture out of routine and to try new things they feel like doing. You see, I've been nurturing them like children. It's time that I grow them as adults, although I have no clue what's next. What if we try new things and fail? Some might laugh at us, but then so what? I think we can live with that, because we'll be happier trying and failing than regretting not having ever tried. And what if we try and succeed? Who knows? Great things may happen.
Yin's excitement seemed to infect the other animals, whose eyes shone with interest. They were nodding enthusiastically as she concluded.
One more thing. Athena asked me what I'd like to contribute to the circus. I had never thought of that, but it came up to me naturally. I want to inspire and support everyone to reach for their dreams. For that, I am at your service, guys.
Resounding taps from animal tails or paws saluted Yin's speech. Yang readily followed.
I once heard the saying, the most important decision you make is to be in a good mood, and today I made it too. Yin helped, actually, by giving me candid feedback yesterday after I apologized for not having thanked her when she extinguished the fire at my pedestal. I also had a meaty conversation with the owl, with a few bits quite tough to chew at first.
The lion shared more about his decision and then announced,
I will stop criticizing others. Hold me to my word, okay?
He seemed to expect a response, but his colleagues were just speechless, staring at him, admiration glinting in their eyes. He carried on.
Another decision my pride and I made is to rejuvenate our boring show. Your ideas are welcome. As for what we can contribute to the circus, I thought of protection and being a force for progress. It's a bit short and sounds like some kind of stale political slogan, I know. Anyway, I am looking for more ways to be of help. Let me know your suggestions anytime. And by the way, call me Yang. I don't need a title to feel good anymore.
A new round of appreciation resounded loudly, with Miss Betty's wide beaver tail banging the loudest. She volunteered next.
Since I'm making so much noise with my tail, I guess you'd prefer I speak instead. Yin and Yang sharing are tough acts to follow, but I'll go for it anyway. My conversation with Athena was quite emotional, but don't worry, I'll spare you the tears.
After sharing her findings and decisions, she added,
We need help, because we work in two dimensions to build our 3D structures. The suit has kindly offered to advise us. He even flew me over a distance and complained I'm too heavy.
Amidst laughter, the beaver leader went on.
The suit has been unreasonably generous, observing from above and supporting each beaver for hours and hours yesterday evening. He lost more feathers than I could ever count. Can I ask for an extra round of loud taps for him?
The animals obliged right away, and the eagle bowed to them as he moved closer to Ms. Betty. She concluded,
We are in a mess right now, but, surprisingly, I am not worried. I think we can do it. Oh, and about our contribution to the circus. We wish to use our diligence and attention to details to try and help you guys refine your appearance and parts of your routine, if ever you see an opportunity for it. I hope you will give us a chance, then.
Sonorous taps from the animals resounded again, and Ms. Betty relaxed with a grateful smile. The suit flapped his wings and said,
I am naturally a black and white kind of bird, as you can all see. I observe from a distance, and I judge, yes or no, good or bad, etc. That's very comfortable for me, but it hasn't made me much of a team player, as you all saw too.
He then provided a transparent account of his dialogue with the owl and shared his goals for the circus, adding,
I have started helping the beavers, and it felt like a crash landing for me. Real tough. But I am happy doing that, and I know success is not about how many times you crash. It's a lot more about how many times you then rise and fly again.
Impressed, the animals tapped again, uproariously, and the eagle bowed a second time. Chimp Z took over.
You guys know we, the chimps, love basketball, and you,
he said, pointing to the suit.
Just reminded me of our basketball icon, Michael Jordan. You know why? He shared that he missed 9,000 shots in his career, lost almost 300 games, and failed over and over and over again in his life. And that is why he could eventually succeed. Anyway, please note, I am clearly different. I never make mistakes. I once thought I did, but I was wrong.
The animals stared quizzically at Chimp Z, who snapped,
Come on, you guys, that was a joke. Let your hair down, chill out. You know I ain't making no serious speeches like you. And that must be Yin's mistake, because I didn't have a chat with your mysterious owl. I got to talk with Yin instead.
This time, the animals chortled loudly and Yin smacked Chimp Z good-naturedly with her trunk. The lead chimpanzee continued.
I won't talk no more about mistakes, because I know the story of a young chap who participated in a workshop organized by the management on the theme, Admit Mistakes and Earn Respect. He admitted one mistake and they sacked him.
The animal guffaws shook the whole stage again. Chimp Z went on.
Okay, now sincerely, thanks, Yin. For the spinning conversation we had. You guys know, she made me spin like crazy and asked me again and again the same wicked question. What more is there to you and your gang than what you show off? That's how naughty Yin can be, just so you know.
Yin winked as they all laughed again. The ape added,
Anyway, enough about Yin already. The outcome of that crazy game was that we'd better be more real, you know? like accept our flaws, yours too, and reach out to you instead of just hanging out by ourselves. The idea is to do some cool and fun stuff with you other animals and help inject more fun into your routines, if you'd like that. Yesterday, Miss Betty asked me to help make her show more fun before my talk with Ying, and I cowardly ran away. My mistake. Sorry about it. Oops, I did it again. Please don't sack me. This is not an admit mistakes and earn respect workshop.
Above the group's laughter, Ms. Betty shouted,
"If it were, we'd all be sacked by now, except for Sleeky, the only one wise enough to abstain so far."
The King Cobra opened his eyes and shook his head as he hissed,
"No speech from me. I had the beginning of a conversation with the owl that ended when it became clear to me it was all part of a conspiracy. Can't you recognize that?"
The animals stared at the snake in disbelief. He explained coldly,
"You all came out of your conversations sharing some self-awareness you thought you gained, with an angelic resolve to open up to others and embrace teamwork. Isn't it obvious that you are being manipulated into letting go of the me for the we to act as a team? Well, that's a ridiculous waste of time, because it just won't work."
Aghast, the animals gawked at Sleeky in silence. The ringmaster jumped in.
"Thanks for sharing your views, Sleeky. Please, tell us more."
"You are what you are. I am what I am, period. That nonsense about nurture versus nature is just so farcical. How can you believe for a minute that we can do greater things together with less of our individual selves? I know the only way to fame is to expand my own genius."
"Sleeky, you may be making untested assumptions here. One is letting go of the me for the we. I don't think it's anyone's intention here, but let me check this with all of you. What are you letting go of?"
Yang spoke first.
"All I let go of is that part of me which criticizes and controls through fear. That's no sacrifice. The most important thing is that I have to be more of who I can be. Love more, open up more to others, think positively, creatively, and grow my pride skills.
As for me, I dropped the self-centered part of me, and I want to grow my ability to engage with others. It's a double win for me, and I hope a win for our team."
"I let go of my fear of mistakes, and I work to become more trusting of others, and more flexible too."
Like it or not, guys, I agree. Partly with Sleeky. There has to be less of me in our teamwork. Less of my negative jokes, less superficiality, less lies. What's left of me then?
The animals burst out laughing and Chimp Z cracked a grin too.
"Oh, thanks for reminding me, guys. Good-hearted fun is definitely a part of me that is staying on board. And for good measure, I'll add more of me. The helpful part, the honest part, and the sincere part. Oh, and the humble part even. Check it out, guys. Coming up soon at your circus."
"Sleeky, what do you think?"
Sleeky waved his tail indifferently.
"Nothing new. Obviously, there is a conspiracy going on here, and you are all fooled by it."
"What we are certainly not fooled about is the reality of our slumping audience numbers and the feedback from a young spectator the suit overheard. We need more innovation and more collaboration. It just makes plain business sense. And it requires more of the best in each and every one of us."
As Sleeky ignored the remark, the boss continued patiently.
"What you've heard so far, Sleeky, is your fellow lead performers choosing to be authentic and humble. That took some courage. It allows respect and trust to grow amongst them. Then everybody can share their ideas without fear of being criticized. That's the foundation of good teamwork. If that's a conspiracy, then it's all for the benefit and our spectators. What do you think?
What I think is you are using all those politically correct words, and it sounds all good. But if you have no star in your team, you're dead in show business.
With that, I guess we all agree. And stars we have plenty of here. You are one of them.
Slicky, all you've said so far sounds self-preserving. I didn't hear anything that could benefit the team. So I'm curious, what's your goal for our circus?
My goal is to dazzle the audience with my talent, period. And in case you ask, I am working hard on it, certainly harder than anyone else. So just leave me alone and let me do my job.
Slicky, I am quite the fan of your performances here, but honestly, I think you'd better wake up and stretch yourself. Don't take it wrongly. I want to help with what I'm going to tell you. The applauses we get for every one of our shows are getting more and more subdued. If you don't want to connect with us, fine. But you need to reconnect with the audience and listen to what they want to see.
Chimp Z had been resisting lashing out at Slicky, whom he profoundly disliked, but couldn't hold back anymore.
You know, my friend, you may be pretty good at what you do, but if you aren't going to care about the public's wish that we play together, instead of one after the other, you're taking a big risk. So many snakes, so little time. Our team could do better with a colleague of yours who'd play with us rather than despise us.
The boss rushed to stop an argument from breaking out. Waving his arms around in an effort to calm Slicky and Chimp Z, he said in a jovial tone,
"The temperature's rising here. I believe we aren't yet strong enough as a team to handle conflict. So let's take a half-hour break and cool down. Before you go, I wish to congratulate you because it takes some courage to reconnect as a team with sincerity and humility. The good news is that it unlocks great possibilities. When you are back, we'll work out our goals for our circus. By that, I mean what difference we want to make to the world, no less. And then we'll get our act together as a team. Okay, guys?"
Releasing the tension from their bodies, the animals nodded in agreement and slowly filed off the stage, chatting excitedly with each other, except for the King Cobra, who slithered away in a jiffy.